said, wake up, puff.
This is Mix 94.5's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
Hey podcasters, it's Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here.
On today's catch-up, we had an emotional chat with a Perth mum whose daughter is in a coma with coronavirus at the moment.
Dr. Andrew Miller from the AMA came on.
We'll give some more small businesses a very special shout-out as well.
And Maddie was put to the test in faith.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber in the morning.
On Mix 94.5.
There's a warning from the family of Lakeland's mother of three, Kyrie Lee Ryder. She's in ICU in an induced coma right now with coronavirus that she contracted aboard the Ruby Princess cruise ship. And her mum, Carlene Brown, we're really stoked that we can talk to you, Carlene. Firstly, how are you going?
We're not doing too badly, thank you.
Carlene, we are so sorry for what your family is going through right now. We understand Kyrie Lee is in a coma right now, but how is her progress? What are the doctors telling you?
There's been very, very little progress in the last 10 days, but she is stable, so that's good. She's not going backwards.
That's good to hear, Carlene, and our thoughts are with you, and we're all praying that that Kyrie Lee gets better very soon. When she came off the Ruby Princess, I know it's very difficult, but how did it play out? What sort of symptoms did she start to exhibit before you knew that something was up?
Kyrie Lee presented to medical centre on the cruise ship with flu-like symptoms at 1 a.m. in the morning on the 19th. They actually tested her for COVID on the ship and asked her to go back to her room and wait till, stay in a room until somebody come and got her for disembarkation.
Sure.
So this all started on the cruise ship. They did swab her, like I said previously, and they were allowed to walk off the ship, catch commercial flights home.
Wow.
It's just absolute, they've just been so socially irresponsible, both New South Wales Health, Border Force and Princess Cruises.
Mm.
If they had have tested people's temperatures even as they hopped off, you know, I don't think a number of these people would be in the situations or families they find themselves today.
Yeah. Carlene, it's must be.
Sad.
All of that is true. It must be an incredible emotional toll for you and the rest of the family, including Kyrie Lee's kids.
Oh, absolutely. We're all devastated that we find ourselves all in this situation.
Carlene, we understand that Kyrie Lee was told that she was going to go into an induced coma. And so what happened there? What was that conversation like where she's had to call you and call her three, I believe her sons are adults, to say, I know that this is what has to happen?
It was a very difficult conversation, not only for us, the three grandsons and a husband and myself, but exceptionally distressing for Kyrie Lee. She was in a place where she understood that was the best option for her.
Yep.
And from my perspective as a mum, it was really difficult to hear the way she was. And I actually said to her, you know, she said, Mummy, they're going to put me to sleep and I'm going to have a big sleep. And I said, look, darling, I knew she was distressed.
Mm.
So I just said, look, darling, you know, I'll see you soon. I'll see you when you wake up. So, and we know that that's not going to be the case. She will hopefully wake up, but because of corona and its insidious nature, they're all in isolation and she may not come out of ICU in isolation for many, many, many weeks. So it's very difficult.
Oh.
I just don't want other families to have to go through this because they don't follow the guidelines that we're supposed to.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's the message that's coming through, Carlene. Unfortunately, this is happening for your family, but we never want to get lulled into this idea that it only affects certain people, it only affects certain age groups. This is a very, very serious disease, and we all need to really be vigilant. And so sorry for what you're going through, and I hope that people take that as a message and a call to action to keep doing the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. Just please keep yourselves and your loved ones very safe by abiding by what we need to do.
Yeah, those people, we were meant to be just going out for essential things, Carlene, and this we hope by giving your time today and having a chat with us. Like I said, we're very excited that we could talk to you today. For want of a better word, we knew that having you on would probably shake a few people into the reality of the situation. So thank you and all the best to the family and, of course, to Kyrie Lee.
from my family. Thank you very much for the opportunity to get the word out there. Crazy Matt and Kimbo in the
morning on Mix 94.5. Who would have thought on the 1st of January we'd be where we are, thanks, of course, to the coronavirus. And we thought we'd find out the position of the AMA and WA. The local Australian Medical Association President, Dr. Andrew Miller, is on the line. Doc, good morning, and how are you going?
Good morning to you guys. I'm going great, thanks. Exercise every day, plenty of sleep. That's important at the moment.
Yeah, good. Now, Doctor, how are the doctors and nurses responding on the ground to this? How are they feeling at the moment?
Well, look, they're feeling pretty jumpy. They know they're getting ready for a big battle. They're a bit gratified by the fact that we now have the sort of controls we've been banging on about for a few weeks, as you know. But everyone sort of really clamping things down a bit. It's just buying us that really important time that we need to prepare as a team. And as you know, when any team goes out there, you can't just all turn up, pull your jumpers on and that's it. You've got to practice with the right gear and we're not quite there yet.
Dr. Miller, I guess you and some of your colleagues have been critical of governments over this fairly difficult and complicated time. What have they got right and what have they got wrong in your opinion?
Well, look, let's not worry too much about how we got here. I think what they're doing at the moment is fantastic with the amount of resource they're putting in, the support they're giving people for their jobs and their mortgages and all that sort of stuff is a very important mental health thing. They're getting lots of equipment. It's not here yet, but hopefully we've slowed down the cases enough with the other terrific things they've done around border control, around quarantine, all that sort of stuff. We were very impatient at the start because we could see what was happening in other places. But they've really caught up to the program. And I think at first everyone was standing around like, do we really accept that this is a problem? But now they've grasped it and they're moving quickly. And now it's kind of bringing the rest of the population along and saying, yeah, no, you've got to cooperate with all this stuff.
Hey, Andrew, how important is this legislation? State Parliament have started debating. They've started tossing around this legislation that will let our doctors start using and looking into the world-leading research and the experimental treatments. How important is that right now?
Well, it's crucial, not just for now. You see, we're the only state in the country where we can't do research on you if you come in unconscious from a motorbike accident or whatever.
Yep.
Because we can't get your permission. And we think that most people would say, well, hey, if I'm unconscious and I'm that sick, and you've got an experimental treatment to try, I mean, you want to put me in a trial to see if something new will work, I'd be up for that. And that's the assumption in every other state. But in WA, we need to get this legislation through so that people who turn up unable to give consent are still able to get brand new therapies that we're trialling. And that will then mean we can catch up to the rest of the country and the rest of the world as far as possible treatments.
Now, Doctor, some of the information I've seen and some of the people coming out and talking on all of these press conferences we see are saying, oh, look, so far the self-isolation that we're putting ourselves under, the campaign to stay at home, is starting to slow the numbers of coronavirus. We're starting to see the impacts of that. Part of me feels worried about saying that because I'm concerned that people will become complacent and think that, oh, well, now we don't have to worry about it anymore. So what's the message that you clearly want to put out to the public in regards to, you know, the Medical Association?
Well, I guess it's stay close to your fridge. Stay at home. At the moment, it's a 2-week lag on the numbers, so we don't know where they're going to go in the next couple of weeks. We don't know where this little fire is going to get out of control in the community, and suddenly if the wind changes, it'll really blow up on us. We just need every day we can get at the moment to prepare. We haven't, you know, got our ventilators yet. We've got to get them out of the box and train on how to use them. We need to go from 168 to 500 ventilators, and that means you've got to have drivers to drive them and people to maintain them and all that stuff. So we really appreciate people being patient. Don't look at the numbers too much day by day because they are 2 weeks delayed, and we know that at some point it's going to break out. And the more prepared we are, the more we can save you, your family. This can affect young people, although it's less often than old people. But yeah. Think of also of the people with cancer, the friends you might... Everyone knows someone who's been on chemo at some stage. You know, all of those people, they're the ones we're wrapping our arms around them with love at the moment. By doing the right thing and staying at home as much as possible.
Well, all I can say to you and to all of your members, Dr. Miller, is thank you from the bottom of our hearts for putting yourselves on the front line, putting yourselves at risk and doing it for our well-being. So I'm sure all of us in WA say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, we love our patients, we love our families too, and we want to stay alive as much as we want to keep you alive because we can't do... our work if we get sick, and that's why you'll hear us banging on about the right masks and the right equipment to do the job. No one goes to a mine site unless they've done the induction, got all the right gear. No one's allowed to step onto a mine site, and the reason for that is that the people who run the mining companies know they end up dead.
Yep.
If they're not properly trained.
Yep.
So that's all we want, and we thank you so much for your cooperation, all the love you give us. You're going to get back in spades in the next few months.
Beautiful, Doc. We've seen it unfold from China through Italy, Spain. The US is very disturbing right now. I'm sure it is for all the medical professionals, but the Perth situation, WA, is looking good. Don't take anything for granted, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. We're doing some shout-outs for small businesses, guys. This has been, it's not only been a lot of fun to talk to people, but it's also the chance for small businesses who are really struggling right now, which is pretty much everybody. And I've got one to kick one off this morning, and it is a small coffee shop there near the Coles at West Leederville. It's called Impresso Roastery. It's a new business. It used to be called Grasses Cafe, and I walked past the other day, and they were selling coffees for $3 and selling cheaper takeaway food. So I went in and bought myself a coffee the last couple of days there when I've been doing some shopping in the Coles there, and wish all the small businesses all the very best.
Yeah, and I've got to be honest, I haven't been leaving the house, so I don't know what's still out there. So if you've got a business that we can still access even online, or if there's some way we can help you out.
Matt, we're giving people a really big plug, trying to help those small businesses that are still lucky enough to be open, but unlucky enough to have what's going on with Corona really affect the bottom line.
Absolutely. And we saw even before this crisis that businesses were doing it tough. Lots of streets are main drags of Perth. You know, Beaufort Street was struggling, shops closing everywhere. So this is like a double, triple whammy. And we're doing what we can to help promote these small businesses and keep people in work.
Absolutely. Let's go to Cherie. Cherie, good morning and welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So you're at home with the kids. Who would you like to plug?
I'd like to plug the Cheesecake Shop in Spearwood.
So at this point in time,
you're still open
there? Yeah, whereabouts, whereabouts is the actual address? And this is somewhere you work?
I do work there. At the moment, most of us aren't working. There's just a couple of people doing all the shifts to keep things going. And so the rest of us are just at home. But yeah, go in and get some cake. We all need cake at this time. So we're still open. And I believe there are some deliveries being done, or you can order online. So yeah, get in there.
Well, I've seen, Cherie, lots of people who are celebrating birthdays and other events because they're in isolation. They've just been getting the cake for themselves and then just having all their family and friends on Skype or on the computer down the line. And so I'm quite happy to eat a cake to myself. So great idea. The Cheesecake Shop in Spearwood. Thanks, Cherie.
No worries. Get in there, guys.
Good on you, Cherie. Thanks for the plug there. Yeah, Cheesecake Shop. Let's go to Natasha. Morning, Tash. How are you going? Now, that's sounding like Natasha's maybe in the car. She's maybe doing some essential shopping this morning. Natasha, can you hear us right now?
I can, yes.
Beautiful. Who would you like to plug?
Waldex Garden Centre.
Oh, and where's that?
There's two. There's one in Carrinup and one on the corner of Wanneroo Road and Hepburn Ave.
Yep, one there sort of in Stirling, isn't it? Carrinup Road.
Yeah.
And do you work there?
Now, Natasha, a lot of people head to... A lot of people head to that one for cafe experience as well as doing their plant shopping. But is the cafe closed down at the moment?
It is, unfortunately, yeah. But they still got plenty of plants in stock, and they've just started an online service and home delivery.
Hey, Tash, is this someone you work for or friends? Who is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I work for them.
Oh, good on you, Tash.
Good on you, Tash.
Well, let's be honest, gardening's one of the things that I'm sure a lot of people are having a crack at, maybe for the first time under current situation. So, yeah, get into it.
Especially the veggies. A lot of people have turned into home gardeners for veggies and fruit now.
Well, Matt's got 47 different things he's planted so that he can have a smoke every 5 minutes at the moment.
Oh, stop it.
Thanks, Tash.
Thanks, Tash.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said anything. You never say anything to us, mate.
Oh, no.
Brad is on the line to plug a business. G'day, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you plugging? Who are you plugging?
Yeah, we're plugging my business, which is Capital Meat, right, in Malaga. We're at Unit 3, Number 5, Milrose Drive in Malaga. We are a leading wholesaler of meat, of beef, lamb and pork to the hotel and hospitality industry. And, of course, with that now closed, we've opened up to the public and we're now doing home deliveries as well. So people can come out to see us. They'll get the best quality meat, or they can ring us up, place an order, and we can home deliver it for them.
Oh, that's fantastic, Brad. And also too, because I don't know whether lots of people have been going to the shops and buying too many things at the shops, but I don't know if they've been going to their little independent butchers. And now that you guys are open to the public, you can provide that service.
We certainly can. So we're looking forward to everybody coming out or giving us a call, and we can help them. No problems whatsoever. And don't forget, they're going to get the best quality meat, and they're going to get it at wholesale prices.
And, mate, just to be sure, if people want a home delivery, how far are you prepared to go with that delivery, as in distance-wise?
We'll go as far, you know, right through to the Kalamunda and down through to, right down through to Fremantle. So all the whole okay. metropolitan area. And the phone number is 9249 1467.
Yeah, I just looked up online. 3 unit 35 Milrose Drive, Malaga. Good on you, mate. Well done and good luck.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah. Cheers.
There's Brad. This is Jasmine. G'day, Jazz.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're doing some plugs for small businesses who are struggling right now. Who have you got?
We own Valentine & Co., which is a small business online, but we are based in Oakford. We sell baby rattan furniture and clothing. So I know there's a lot of mums out there at the moment that are a bit stressed out, and we've got lots of things if they want to pick up locally, or we can deliver. So we're offering free delivery in Perth.
Oh, and not just for the mums too, Jasmine, but I know friends who have had babies and normally we'd pop off to the shops and pick up a little gift or something for them, but to know that we can access your services and send them something and have it delivered to them is a nice little surprise. So that's Valentine & Co., is it?
Valentine & Co. Collections, and we've got Afterpay online as well, so, yeah.
Hey, Jasmine, you should be on radio. Good energy. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, Jasmine, giving the plug for Valentine & Co., it is great that we can give a little, in a small way, give a little support for those people who are struggling, Maddie.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, let's, you know, all those people, it must take so much energy and work to start a small business and, you know, heartbreaking when things that are out of your control, you know, limit your business. So good on those people. Keep trying and we'll keep trying to plug you and help you.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning. On Mix 94.5.
Have faith.
Believe.
We must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not lose your hope.
So, Kimber, we've decided it's Matt's turn to see if some A-listener has got faith in him today.
Yeah, Maddie, all you have to do right now is take your headphones off because you are working from home, of course, so we can see you on Skype. So if you want to remove your headphones and we'll have a chat with Bill.
Okay, there, removing Bill? Headphones.
He's taking them off. He's blocking his ears. Bill and Thornley. G'day, mate. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you? Good to hear you. A lot of travelling well.
Yeah, we're doing well, mate. Now, Bill, while Matt is in isolation there with his headphones off, we're going to tell you the category of the question we're going to ask him. And all you have to do is tell us if you have faith in him knowing the answer or not. It's okay if you don't have faith, because if he gets it wrong and you said, no, you don't have faith, you'll still win a prize. Now, the category is the royals.
The royal family. Bill, will you have faith in our Matt Dictinsky or not?
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Have faith
in
that. Yep.
Okay, that's a very clear no.
Okay,
no
well, worries. We won't tell him just yet.
Yeah, we won't let on to Matt know what your answer was to that question.
Okay, yeah. No problems.
So we're signalling down.
Matt is coming back on headphones.
Yeah, it's weird because he's not leaving the room. He's actually in the same room, but he can't hear us. And now he's back via Skype. We can see him. We can hear him as well. Welcome back, Matthew.
Hello. Hello.
G'day. Oh, by the way, now, Bill, Matt, Maddie, Matt, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Bill. How are you, bud?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, don't shake hands, you two.
No way.
Yeah, no shaking hands. And we won't tell Matt whether you have faith in him or not yet. Now, Maddie, the category for the question today is the royal family.
Oh, blimey. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, I know. I feel like I know as much as anyone else, you know.
No.
I'm not a historian.
All right. Well, you ready for the question here, Claire? You got some dramatic theme music there?
Yeah. I've got a bit of drone to go. You ready, Matt?
Okay. Oh, okay, Maddie. Yep. Here's your question.
Go, Kimber.
Mm-hmm.
Who is third in line to the throne?
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm pretty sure I know that.
Oh, really?
The throne.
Oh, that was a good quick response.
Oh, and the only problem here is he's getting his name right. So, okay, Prince Charles is first.
Right.
William, his son, is second, and I believe that William and Kate's son is third in line for the throne.
Okay. What's his name?
Oh, damn it!
Hey, do we stipulate that Matt has to get
little print little?
Not Lord Voldemort.
Little Prince. Oh, what have they called him?
Kimber, does Matt have to say all of the names?
Oh, I don't know.
They all have about 17 middle names. No, just the first name will do.
No, just the first name.
Come on, Matt.
Are you allowed to tell me? Am I on the right track? Oh, you're not allowed to tell me that. Okay.
Oh, I might give it away.
So that's what I think. I think so. Charles is first. Mm-hmm. Prince William is second in line. And I'm sure that their son, Kate and Will's son, is the next in line for the throne.
Okay.
What's his name?
Is it getting to his name? Is it getting to maybe a guest situation with the name? Thinking of what names royals normally give their kids?
And I know it was one of those bloody, you know, Albert, George, one of those ones. George, little Prince. I'm going to go George. I think his name is George, whatever.
Would it be George?
So Prince George.
Yeah, Prince George of Cambridge. Is that
I think it's going? Prince George, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah.
Okay, well, you've locked in your answer right there, and that would happen to be correct. Matt, well done.
No. Oh, it is sweet. Correct. Well,
Prince George of Cambridge, George Alexander Lewis.
Oh, God.
But now Bill. Let's check in with Bill. Prince Bill of Thornley.
I think we know what's going
Bill,
on over there.
Did you
there.
Have faith in Maddie?
No, I didn't have faith in Maddie, no.
No!
Oh, Bill, all I can say to that is we are not amused.
You had a crack, though, didn't you?
That intelligent, mate.
God. Oh, no, that's fair enough, buddy. I go with that.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
M.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Now, guys, video conferencing has never been more part of our lives. Here we are doing it pretty much as we speak, trying to do the show. We can see each other. We've seen the leaders of the G20, the 20 most important economies in the world. They've been video conferencing.
Yep.
And, of course, we do it, after the show. We get together and we talk about what we're going to do tomorrow. And sometimes when we're in the middle of a quite important chat about something quite serious, I look at what I'm wearing. Mm. You know, and I'm in a singlet, track pants. I've got socks with thongs on. And I'm thinking, how on earth, I mean, I never get taken seriously anyway, but I'm certainly not going to be taken seriously looking like this. But spare a thought for Lizette Ocampo. Now, she's the political director at the People for the American Way, which sounds very grand, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And she was having a video conference with her staff when she didn't realise that she turned herself using one of the filters into a potato.
It's now the monster mash. Love a good mash.
So there she is having a very important conference with her staff. She's turned herself into a potato using one of the filters, and she didn't know how to turn it back. So they had to conduct the entire meeting with their boss as a potato while they're trying not to. They're trying to take it very seriously, what they're talking about.
I mean, you could say that she got off to a bad start.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
Dear.
I tell you, you've got to laugh when the chips are down, don't you?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I've got you under my skin.
This is getting worse by the minute, you two.
Shut up, Clarzy. This is spudtacular.
Oh, there you go.
Keep up the old block.
Well, I saw one this morning too where there was a bloke in an office meeting of about 12 people and just one dude in the corner who was totally naked. He's got his meat and veg out towards the camera they're all trying to say something, but he hasn't got his headphones on and he doesn't know what's happening.
Doesn't realise.
Yeah, they're all saying, don't be like Ben.
There was one last week with a girl who sat on the toilet during a meeting and all the staff are going, what's going on? Why are we laughing? Oh, don't, just move on. She was sitting on the loo and then she quickly spun the computer around.
I do think about that every time we stop talking because I stand up off my chair and I'm usually picking track pants out of my ass and I realise that I'm still on camera.
It's all right, mate. I've seen the boys so many times this week. Wasn't going to say anything.
Well, nothing to see there. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the
morning on Mix 94.5. Now, I've got to say, now more than ever, we need to look out for each other, don't we?
We certainly do. We've got to have each other's backs, and that's what we're trying to encourage people to do here at Mix 94.5.
Yeah, we've got this at our website right now at mix.com.au. You can go there and tell us if there's someone in your life who's either doing something special or maybe they've been doing it tough and you want to help them out. We've got their back. So we've had a couple coming through. I've seen one in there, a mother who said she just wants her daughter's bills paid, having a bit of trouble paying some of the bills. And so she said, if you can just throw some money towards these bills, that'd be a great help towards her.
Yeah, we're talking about various people who are sort of affected by this, and it's everybody. Let's be honest, we're all in it together. But someone who's a full or part-time carer, who is at that person's house all of the time now, and they're sort of in lockdown together to a large degree, they might need just some kind of thing that will raise their spirits, which would be pretty cool.
Yep, that's what we're trying to do at this time. So head to mix.com.au and go onto the win page, I think it is. I'm looking at my colleagues through Skype
to clarify that.
And tell us their story and we'll see if we can help.
Nailing it.
Yeah, it's Mix 94.5's got your back, easing the pressure just a little bit so you can focus on what's really important. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Oh man, yesterday was my first trip to the shops. I haven't been out in about 2 weeks. So I was like, I'm just going to go do what I need. And I was hoping to just get enough shopping that I last another fortnight because I just want to be at the shops as little time as I can.
Yeah.
But you know, it's interesting, the restrictions that they've put on things. And I know why they've done it. It makes sense. But even the things that I couldn't get through, because I was at the self-scan checkout and I couldn't get the machine to accept certain items because it thought I had more than two of them. And one of them, like I bought a tomato paste, a basic jar of tomato paste, but because I also bought a salsa, when I went to get another item, it came up saying, you can't have both. They're both considered a tomato product. Mm. You can't have both.
Same family.
But a salsa is not even close to a tomato paste, right? I mean, they've got one major ingredient in there the same, but I was like, it was actually a bit of a challenge to get the things that I needed because they were all considered to be part of the same category.
Oh, look, this is, and it's breakup material I'm finding. I mean,
oh, really?
You know, we're doing quite well in the house. We're keeping our cool, but I went to the shops to get some pasta sauce, you know, the ready-made pasta sauce, and there are a couple of really, really quite nice ones, but of course, there wasn't anything there apart from this one jar of, you know, organic or something, and so I grabbed it, brought it home, and the look on everyone's face when it came out, it was thin, it was, you know, and, I mean, I live with my partner T is half Calabrese, you know, her father knows how to make a sauce, and this thing that came out, the look of disgust, and I'm like, I only got what was there. It's not my fault.
Nah, you've been judged by the family mob.
I was being judged. Yeah,
too right. Godfather won't be happy. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it, when you go to the shops at the moment. I do a regular walk. I go into the supermarket. I get told as I walk in, you've got to clean your trolley and save social distance. Thank you very much. They're all very good at that. My local Coles, I go down one aisle. I go, no, toilet paper, no. Dishwashing liquid, no. Paper towels, no. Milk, yes. So I'm that bloke who goes to the shop and just walks out with milk at the moment. It is bizarre.
Oh, that was lucky. Well, actually, when I went to the shops yesterday, they didn't have anything to wipe down the trolleys with.
Oh.
So I put my hands inside two veggie bags, like, you know, the plastic bags that you put your vegetables
fantastic.
In.
Fantastic.
Well
I put my
done.
Hands
yes.
inside the veggie bags and I pushed my trolley around with the veggie bags on my hands. And then when I got an item, I took my hand out of the bag, put it back in. So I worked with that for the entire supermarket shop.
That is so sensible. I mean, we know of you as MacGyver Cahill. You always find a way. Of course, unfortunately, the downside is that, you know, more dolphins had to die so that your hands could be
they
safe
did.
From the trolley. But hey, life's a balancing act at the moment.
Well done, KC. There's a woman who goes to fruit and veg for her PPE. You're going to love that. Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5. With everything that's going on with coronavirus, there's a wonderful group called Find a Bed, which is connecting people who need a place to isolate safely with people and businesses who've had to vacate their property. They've vacated their premises, but it is a property that is available and on offer. Paige Burton is the co-founder of Find a Bed. Paige, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Paige, this is such a sensational idea. We know that our health workers are very nervous about coming home every night and possibly spreading viruses and other things to their families. And so you're providing a place for them to stay on their own in isolation. Is that right?
Yeah. So we set up around the bushfires at the beginning of the year, and we house sort of between about 1,500 people and their pets. And so recently we've had a lot of requests from health workers and other people working sort of frontline jobs to keep us healthy and safe. So we thought, yeah, let's start this back up again and help those people out.
So Paige, just briefly, how does it all work? Wonderful initiative, but how does it actually work?
Yeah, so what happens is a person who needs a place comes to us, they register saying, I've got a place, I need a place to stay, and someone else comes and says, I have a place to spare. Our volunteers go through, they talk to both parties, and if there's someone within the proximity of the hospital or the place they need to be, we connect those two up and let them try and work out, you know, the terms of that agreement. And if there's, you know, a place that's unfurnished or whatever, we'll raise the money to make sure that we can get, you know, beds in that place.
So when these places are found, Paige, there's no money transaction going on. How does it work? Is it just out of good faith?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good faith arrangement. I mean, yep. People are allowed to do obviously whatever they want. We don't have control or ownership over those properties. For us, it's just connecting two people, their needs, kind of being as articulate as we can about the kind of things that they're after. They have a chat about how they want to work that out. Some people are like, look, you can have my place, but you need to feed my cat or whatever. And once they work that out, they come back to us and say, yep, we've got a match. We've got it for 4 weeks, and we'll come back to you if we need anything else.
What a fantastic initiative. It's Brilliant. A great idea, Paige, and I'm so glad that it's been successful so far. So if people have got a vacant property, are there conditions that need to fit within? It can't just be like a caravan out the front. There are certain things that they need to have.
It depends on the needs of the person. I mean, during the fires, obviously, the caravans are actually incredibly helpful. And people wanted that because they wanted to stay close by to their property they were rebuilding. Now, obviously, this is a little bit different. And unlike with the fires, we're only doing empty properties. So originally we had people sort of sharing houses with other people, spare bedrooms, that kind of thing. Given COVID and the risks of transmission, we're not doing that now, which kind of narrows the scope, obviously, of available places. But yes, we want to have a self-contained place where they don't have to, you know, share a bathroom, share a kitchen, that kind of thing. And make sure that they're safe. They don't have to worry about either infecting the people who own the property or also them being infected and then taking that back to hospitals.
And Paige, this isn't just available to healthcare workers. It's pretty much anyone that needs a safe space.
It's not. But at the moment, obviously, the priority for us is sort of getting those healthcare workers, but we do sort by urgency. So if there's someone for whatever reason who don't have a place to stay tonight, we will try and do our best to get those people in. We're dealing with a lot of requests from people like students who their colleges shut down, people who are full-time house sitters, you know, cleaners, people in retail who their lease, you know, ended before government sort of moratorium on evictions. So there are people definitely coming to us who are otherwise, you know, working and need to get away from their at-risk family members, and we'll do our best to help them too.
Hey, Paige, in this kind of situation where you see the best of people, you must be meeting some pretty damn good souls.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we saw it with the fires, and people are incredibly generous. And I mean, this is a very big ask to give away sort of your empty property for, you know, a period of time without money. And we recognise that not everyone can do that. And we've seen, you know, a lot of generosity, not from the people, just get those who are giving their properties, but people who are chipping in. We're raising money for an emergency fund to make sure that if there's something that's really desperate in a place that we don't have a place, we can get those in tonight.
Crucial stuff like beds and somebody said, hey, Paige, is it just findabed.com.au? Place to go?
It is findabed.com.au/COVID if you're a health worker.
And nice work to you and your fellow people there at Find a Bed, Paige Burton. Nice work and good to catch up. We're glad you're going well.
Thank you very much. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
The latest corona news, of course, guys. Last night, a lot of our major landmarks, including Optus Stadium, turned green to pay tribute to our healthcare workers. Just a little beautiful touch. Green, the international colour of health, which is brilliant. And the latest news from McDonald's is that Macca's are now selling drive-through bread and milk. You can get 1 litre bottles of milk, bags of muffins and rolls. Of course, the milk will be difficult to drink because it's on a sesame seed bun, but that's okay. Now, from the Premier, this yesterday.
I want Western Australia to be able to rebound from this pandemic crisis when the time is right. Today, we are going a step further and unveiling a $1 billion economic and health package. This is about supporting WA businesses, households and community groups. We have also taken the step to ensure no household who is unable to pay their water or power bill because of COVID-19 will have their power or water disconnected.
$1 billion, Kimber, it's a lot of money. It keeps coming from governments, federal and state.
Yeah, but you know, I really think they're thinking seriously about this. I think they've actually put together a really good package. And it's important to note that, you know, it doesn't just mean stop paying your rent and stop paying your bills. But, you know, it's great to take the burden off to know we'll have to pay those fees later, no doubt.
Of course.
But at least now to not lose your electricity or water and to make sure that nobody can be evicted during this period is super important for us.
It's the one thing, those words I've always hoped would come out of Kimber's mouth referring to me, that it's a really good package. It hasn't happened,
no.
But I'm glad that you find what the government's doing so. And it is terrific. And, of course, one of the things that we've done as of today is that the borders are shut.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not just our state borders. That's also the borders between the regions of our great state. But I tell you what, there are people out there, some older, but some not so old, who have been going, I've wanted this for years, WA to secede from the rest of Australia. It's about time.
That was seceded from other parts of the state, though. You can't go to the southwest to go fishing. What's going on?
No, you can't. No, that's all over.
Yeah, and Kimber, it is important, of course, public transport. Of course, the numbers reduced big time. At times around our city, it looks like a ghost town, but the numbers down something like 80% thanks to coronavirus pandemic, and so many people are staying at home, which is a good thing.
Yeah, one of these things where you sort of like, you know, it's a good thing that they have to cut back the transport because it means people are staying home and they are getting the message. But it just means that buses and trains are now moving to Saturday timetables. And so midnight rail services on weekends are going to stop. The free cat services in the city are going to be reduced as well. So, you know, quite a few changes. Make sure if you are catching public transport, you look up the latest.
Yes, and the ferries as well, operating on a winter timetable. Which is completely understandable.
Yep.
And as you say, with that many people not catching public transport at the moment, it would have been strange and weird to have the buses running on a sort of peak timetable anyway.
Yeah, they had to do something. So the switch to the Saturday timetables just sounds smart. And, of course, we did catch up with the president of the Australian Medical Association here in the West, Andrew Miller, moments ago, and he was talking about the fact that even though things from WA numbers, coronavirus related, are looking good, there's no complacency due here because it seems like there's a bit of a lag of a couple of weeks on the figure. So we'll know how we're going mid-April at that point in time.
Yes, he was talking a two-week lag, wasn't he, for those figures? So although we're hearing only nine new cases confirmed yesterday, that could be a few weeks behind. So we need to stay vigilant and keep doing what we're doing.
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
When Scott Morrison had a crack at ABC journalist Andrew Probyn during a televised press conference, guys, TikTok turned it into a bit of a meme, and then it became the ScoMo remix, where the dance remix had a guy called Jeff Van Der Zandt miming to it. It's gone viral. Have a listen to the audio.
Andrew, I'm sorry, you've had several questions. Andrew, I know, but you don't run the press conference, okay? So I'm going to go to other questions of members of the group. Catherine hasn't had a question. I'm happy to return to you, but let's just keep it civil. Andrew. Catherine.
Might be ScoMo's coolest work to date, guys, but it is a time when people are sitting at home. You can be doing work and then get distracted by something like that.
Yeah, and he's an art director, so he's been jumping around on that Jeff Van Der Zandt, and he's now the unintended face for the video. But, you know, that's the thing. I've seen some really creative stuff online. I'm actually quite impressed by the things people can come up with when they're sitting at home isolated.
It's a golden age for memes and TikTok artists.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you want to be an influencer as well, it might be your golden time, although it's a bit hard to flog products and services right now, isn't it?
Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning. Morning on Mix 94.5.
Yesterday, of course, we saw the drone that our police and law enforcement are going to use to fly around parks and beaches to stop people congregating, you know, and stop them doing the wrong thing and not social distancing properly. And, you know, this is kind of a scary, you know, futuristic world that we're living in, but that's what we have to do. But, of course, you can't just have the drone, and with the sirens going, you need a voice of authority. And I know from through my acting connections that people everywhere are auditioning to be the voice of this drone, and they're wondering whether they use a voice that people know, so that they trust, or the voice of a sort of a common man. And so the auditions, I was able to get hold of a little bit of audio from the audition process. Here we go.
Voice of police drone audition, take one, John Hughes.
I'm John Hughes, just over the causeway in Victoria Park. Now, what are you people doing not social distancing? I've got a big fine here and I'm prepared to make you pay for it. Now, get into your cars before I give you a full service history and drive away.
Voice of police drone audition, take two, Ross Lyon.
I mean, I don't know what you people are thinking, you know. I mean, the rules have come through. You're supposed to be with about 2 metres apart. What is 2 metres? I mean, I don't know. That's a human construct. But let's just say it's your full arm span. And if you're not going to do that, I mean, if you're not going to play by the rules, I mean, that's like we are at the club. We're just taking it one rule at a time at the moment. So come on, do the right thing. Let the cobblers do the cobbling and keep your social distancing.
Voice of police drone audition, take three, Nathan from Gosnells.
Oi! What are you doing? Are you supposed to be keeping the social distance? I mean, you're not supposed to be so close together and that. God, what are you, stupid? Is this for the cops? No, I'm not doing nothing for the cops. The cops are always on me back, eh? I'm out.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Guys, in this day of self-isolating and, you know, just a very strange corona world that we have at this point in time, it's important to have one goal or one mission per day at least, something you want to get achieved. And mine is today to go out very quickly, just to race into the shops and get, I've been told by Laurie, she wants plain flour, nothing too expensive. So there's my one goal for today I want to achieve by close of business, is to get some plain flour. How about you guys?
Yeah, please don't hold out on Laurie Clares' demands for plain flour, because the woman bakes,
yep.
And without her baked goods, I don't know, the world's gone topsy-turvy. You're right, though, Clares. I'm trying to just do one goal a day, because for some people, you know, we get to get up and still go to work, but for other people, they don't know whether they're just to stay in their pyjamas all day or whatever. But if you just set yourself one task, it kind of makes you feel productive. Today, mine will be cleaning the shower. I know it's not exciting, but at least I'll feel like I got something done.
Well, I mean, I wish you both great success with getting plain flour and cleaning your shower. It pales in comparison to the fact that I'll be trying to negotiate a tricky second leg against Bayern Munich with West Ham United on PlayStation 4. But I also do need to find something for my mum to eat. So I will have to brave the shops at some point.
So what are your priorities, mate? Is mum first so she can eat, or are you on the PlayStation playing soccer?
My mum and I have a realistic relationship. She knows that I need to go to Munich. I need to get a good result there.
Yeah.
And once I've done that, yes, then I can find her some food.
Then you say Guten Morgen to mum. Great.
And
yeah.
And how about your stepdaughter? I mean, your stepdaughter, Steppy D, she's, what, 8, I believe? Like, does she look up to you as her role model for achieving goals?
She's seen what I've done at West Ham United. She's seen that I like to bring a kind of, you know, we focus, we're not afraid of anything, but we're good sports. When we lose, we lose. We put our hand up and we wish our competitors all the best.
Oh,
and
so I feel like
she's really learning a lot from me at the moment.
So for Steppy D, you're her Sir Alex Ferguson, mate. Well done.
Absolutely.
now we're talking. Oh, what a worry. Our goals for the day. We hope you've got yours firmly planted in your mind and you can achieve it. It's 9:39.